I wouldn't step back for the men, but I will for a lady. Amen. Well, that's a blessing. Praise the Lord. I still like the idea of that family thinking. I really, really do. It's good. There's a lot I could say about our guest preacher tonight. However, I think that in the course of his message tonight, he's going to incorporate a lot of his testimony. And if he does, that's fine. If he doesn't, we want him to do what the Lord leads him to do. But the Lord's worked in the life of Brother John Bishop in an incredible way. His wife is with him here tonight, and I'd like for his wife, Donna, to stand, please, if you would. And I think it'd be good if we give Mrs. Bishop a good welcome tonight. And then also the church that Brother Bishop pastored, the Cleburne County Baptist Church in Heber Springs, Arkansas, pastored there from 1985 to the year 2000, 15 years, is now pastored by Brother Rick Hirschberger. And he was here for chapel on Tuesday, and his wife and daughter are here tonight with Mrs. and Brother Bishop. Would you stand, Suzanne and Rebecca? We're glad to have you all here tonight. God bless you. Besides having pastored the Cleburne County Baptist Church for 15 years, for the past 26 years, Brother Bishop has been the director of the Triple S Christian Ranch Youth Camp or Camp in Rosebud, Arkansas. And I've heard about this camp for many, many years, and I've heard about Brother Bishop for a long, long time. And last May, it was my privilege to meet him at the Calvary Boys Ranch on a Thursday night in Eufaula, where the camp meeting was going on, and Brother Bishop and I had the privilege of preaching together that night. And as soon as I heard Brother Bishop preach, I don't know, there was a kindred spirit. I just fell in love with the guy and with the heart that he has for the Lord. And he's been through a lot, which I think he might share some in his testimony. He now is in evangelism, running the camp, preaching all over the country. He calls his ministry now, God is so good ministry. God is so good ministry. Today we were visiting, and after we had lunch, and I was driving him back to the motel, and he said, Brother Davison, God's just been so good. And he was, I forget exactly what our conversation had been, but he said, I can just see the hand of God in so many things, everything in my life, and God is so good. And it reminded me of the Beatitude where Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Now, the likelihood of you and I seeing God with our physical eyes is not good. No man shall see God and live. But when a person has a pure heart, they can see God and Him at work in virtually everything in their life. And I detect that we have a man that's got a good heart for God tonight. And he gives God the glory and gives God the credit for it. And those of us that were at chapel on yesterday at Heartland, well, we've been looking forward to this service tonight, haven't we? Really have. And I've been looking forward to introducing you, Brother Bishop, to Southwest Baptist Church, and I've been looking forward to introducing Southwest Baptist Church to you. So why don't we give our guest preacher a good welcome tonight, shall we, Brother John Bishop?
Thank you. You can be seated. Thank you so much. I sure glad to be here. Hi, Brother John. And your pastor, gracious man, loves the Lord. And I want to tell you how good the Lord is. And two things I want you to walk away believing tonight is God is good and God is right. When you leave, I don't want you to forget that. I tell folks I may have to be sick, but I don't have to be grouchy about it. I have something better than good luck. I have a good God. Amen. And he with me all the time, everywhere go. And I want to tell you about him tonight. And he's been good to you too. You may not always see, but he has. You see, he's good to everybody. But just sometimes people begin to see it a little more others. And believing God's goodness, so important. Take Bible tonight, please, and turn me to Psalm 27. And if you'll stand, I want to read one verse, Psalm 27, and I'm going to read verse 13. I don't read real good. I had learned read and write all over again, and so I little slow reading, but I want to read one verse, and then I'll just fill others in. Here's David. Now think of this. David wrote more about God's goodness than any other Bible writer. David did. David suffered greatly his life, many things. But he kept talking about how good the Lord is. And David faced times hardly able to make it. He didn't know if make it or not. What kept David going? Here he tells, verse 13. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. He said, I wouldn't have made it except I believed to see the goodness of the Lord, land of living. Let me pray. Lord, bless us real good, please. And help me, Lord, say things right way. And say them well enough, understand. So that everybody leave here saying you good and you right. And I thank you, you do that. Jesus' name, amen. Be seated. I had fainted lest I believe, see, goodness Lord, land of living. About 6 years ago, I came down meningitis. Now, sometimes meningitis, people not have problems I have. Would have been routine, except antibiotics gave me, I allergic to them. So, allergic to them nearly kill me. They find which ones and take them off and keep me on ones long enough. But the Lord knew what happening. He was there. He charged. No matter happens to me, God always good and God always right. God is not just good when everything going good. It is not right to just talk about, oh, Lord is good, when your health is good. He is good whether you healthy or not. Some people just say he is good when your car running. Means you don't have a Ford, but anyhow, I'm kidding. I'm teasing. I heard the other day difference between a Ford and a golf ball is you can drive a golf ball 200 yards. I don't know. Am I in trouble? But I forgot all memory when I got sick. I woke up one day after a relapse and did not know who was, who anybody was. I lost memory. But that is not all bad. It is not all bad. You see? Here's the thing. All of you'd like forget some things, wouldn't you? I did. It's gone. Now, I know I forgot good, but I forgot bad. My mama just went Lord a few weeks ago. So, Mama, I say, Mama, tell me things growing up, good things. I don't want to be told bad things. Tell me about growing up. And she telling me. I said, boy, Mom, I didn't know I was such a good boy. She said, remember, I only telling half of it. But I had a little brain damage, you see. What? You know, a sign of brain damage is sometimes motor skills. I couldn't walk, couldn't talk. I had trouble those things. I couldn't see well. My eyes affected. You know, another sign of brain damage is excessive sneezing also. (Laughter) I not be back, but I enjoy being here. I only have here, but I have a good time, aren't you? My eyes affected. I not see well. I have problem depth perception. I have problem that. But so because of that, I couldn't drive for 5 years. So I drove scooter. And I drove 4 scooters in 5 years. I went through them pretty quick. I didn't hit cars. I hit trees and fences, side of roads, things like that. But one thing about a scooter, you can jump off when no, it's going to wreck. That I would do. I tell you one wreck I have. This man, my tire drop off edge because he zoomed around me, scared me, and I fell off, and I slid, oh, probably 100 feet or so long road, side of road. I was glad the side of road better. And so he stopped. And I nervous and talk worse than now, nervousy. And he said, "You're drunk." I said, "No, I'm not drunk. I'm a preacher." He said, "You're a drunk preacher." A neighbor who knew me, he pulled off road. I don't like to be called Reverend at all, but he got out. "Reverend, you all right?" I said, "Tell him I'm not drunk, and I am." And he loaded me up. They always take me home when I wreck. Didn't I, Donna? Always got home somehow. And God is good, I tell you. Now I can drive a car. I passed tests. I drive a car. It's scary to some people. You all didn't seem to be excited about that, but I can't see my depth perception this way. Things look closer than to me than farther away. That way I stop sooner instead of later, see? That's the best kind to have. God is good to help me have that kind. On my first trip out, I got Knoxville night before, Knoxville, Tennessee, playing Alabama. 100,000 people that town. I didn't know when I went. And I lost myself down middle town. And I said, "Lord, we sure lost." And he wasn't lost. I was. I come this street and I think, "Oh, here's street." I forgot what one-way sign meant. So I go up. And there's 4 lanes coming my way. Now, I slow, but I know I'm probably wrong. They all stopped. They're so nice. They blew their horn and waved at me while I got around. And I finally got home. God always takes care of me. Every time. And I remember those early days, Isaac. In those early days, so difficult, had a lot of pain with headaches. I still have problems, though, some, but not bad as then. And those were hard days. You know, when devil once hits you, he used pain. You ever think about Job? Job had what? Boils. Boils not kill you. They just hurt you. That's all devil wanted. I want to hurt him. I want to hurt him. I remember night I there and in the, I'd gotten home and I'd been hurting. I had to wear patch for pain on my chest or body almost every day for a long time. And I laying there one night, had been hurting a lot that day. And I can remember one of those nights, my Donna, I call her my Donna. This I happened. I when I lost memory, she explained, she done who I am, married, these kind things, and so forth. And she got done. I said, you're my Donna? She said, yeah. So I call her my Donna ever since. And she sure loved me and take care of me so good every time. And I love her dearly. And so I, one night, I heard her praying. She thought I was asleep, and I heard her praying. And she was praying, Lord, I said, Lord, I love him, and I take care of him. That time I couldn't walk or talk, except barely able to say words. When she left, I remember I look up, Lord, and I said, Lord, I just want to come home. I don't want to stay here. I not think suicide, but I want to go home. I don't want to be burdened. I don't want to hurt. I'm tired hurting. Please take me home. I kept praying, and I had a peace come my heart. I thought, Lord, going to do it. And I fell asleep. I woke up next morning disappointed, I hear. But I remember I say this, God, you're going to leave me here. You got to give me grace. Please give me grace. And I want you to know, God has given me grace. I like to be all well. Yes, would. But I thankful how Lord has helped me so much. So much. I had some, after a while I sick, I had some charismatic men come visit me one day. They are ignorant of Bible. They don't know Bible. They want to hear you whether God does or not. And truth is, it isn't God will heal everybody. I don't care what they say. It is not. Bible say right. They are not right. And they used this verse. They said to me, look here. Bible says, delight self in the Lord. He give you desires thine heart. Brother John, if you delighting in Lord, he'll give you desire your heart, heal you. I thought a few minutes and I said to them, I said, desire my heart not be healed. Desire my heart is be used. Amen. And God has given me desire my heart. Amen. I hear today in this place, Oklahoma, telling you how good God is. I'm getting desire of heart right here. That is desire. God is always right, no matter what happened. He's always right. He was right that day he allowed that germ to get in my head. He was right. He's always right. I don't have to understand for him to be right. All I have to do is believe. That David could say in Psalm 27, though he was encamped a host against him, he said in verse 3, in this will I be confident. You know how to keep from fainting. You got to keep trusting. No matter what happens, surrounded enemies, keep trusting. I love that word, confident. I know everything's going to work out all right because God say is, and that is enough. Amen. Trusting. He kept trusting. God would. I see joy things, and the Lord, I believe, has helped me see things because with pain and medication, battle discouragement and depress. Battle. And Lord would help me see things along. I don't aim real good my hand. So when I go to brush my teeth, I have to be careful. I miss my mouth the first lick. I tell young people I got cleanest upper lip in America. Funniest thing is when I go to kiss my Donna, I would miss her lips, but I'd kiss till I found them. Her home church, Illinois, they surprised us. And they brought back pastor who married us years ago. He about 80. And they brought best man and best woman and all of them for wedding, see? And that afternoon, have a wedding for us another. My Donna said, no, when he say kiss bride, don't miss in front of all these people. Said, you hold still, I'll kiss. I said, no, I'm the man. You pucker up, I'm coming. Amen. I do my own kissing. I tell you, if you look around, there's joy. One day, I come out of the bathroom smelling real good. My Donna said, boy, what do you have on? You smell good. I said, nothing. I smelled like a pine tree. And so we walk in and realize instead of hairspray, I'd used the deodorant, the room freshener. Let me say, it smells good, but doesn't hold very well. But the Lord helped me see things because I tell him, Lord, I need you help me. And he does in a thousand ways. I love look around, see how he does things. One night after a terrible day, in those early days, in and out of hospital a few times, my doctor, Christian man, loves Lord. He even had come my house to give me medication, deal with pain. And I just needed to say it out loud to God. I needed to say it. I laying there, I look up, Lord, and I said this, God. God, I'm not mad at you. I'm not mad. Whatever happened to me, I'm not mad. I believe you good. Do you know a lot of people get mad at God inside? They see things happen. They see children tragedy. And they see health gone and tragic things. And inside, mad at God. Don't get mad at God. Keep believing God is good no matter what happens. And let me tell you, sometimes you won't feel like he's good. You just have to believe it. Trust. Keep trusting. That's what David did. He kept trusting. And David kept praying. In verse 7 he said, Lord, when I cry my voice, have mercy on me and answer me. He kept praying. That's what you got to do, is keep talking, God. Keep praying. Everybody knows this. What is worst thing has ever happened that you could look at and say there was good? God was good when that happened. There's one event in all of history where the most tragic, most awful, most terrible thing could ever imagine happen to somebody happened, and that was Jesus on the cross. No suffering ever been allowed by another human as awful as that suffering. None. And yet tonight, every one of us who believe Bible can look at that and see good came from it. Because of Jesus on cross, I saved tonight. Amen. And if you saved, you are too. Amen. And God allowed that. Was God right to allow that? Yes, he was right. We get to see other side because God tell us other. He was right when that happened. He was right. He was good when he turned his back on his own son. You see, I was never forsaken of God. In my darkest hour, I had his peace right here. I knew I died. I go to heaven. I tell people this. I don't always know where I am, but I always know where I'm going. God was there with me. His presence so real. When I would wake up at times, my Donna always there rubbing my hand telling me, it'd be all right. I was never forsaken. But Jesus was. They wouldn't even go with him in those hours of agony when he prayed. He had to do it alone. And his father, when he says, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? I tell people this. I don't think it wrong to ask God why, as long as you're willing to receive the same answer Jesus did. Silence. The only prayer I know Jesus ever prayed God didn't answer was when he said, why have you forsaken me? And God said nothing. God spoke from heaven when he baptized. God spoke from heaven when Mount Transfigure. But when he hung on the cross and said, God, why? God didn't say a word. Not a word. Now, if you're willing to accept that answer, go ahead and ask why. Job asked why. God never told him why. He told him who. Never. Because of the cross, I can believe God is good no matter how awful things are. I can believe God is right because this is the worst thing ever was. Why I believe God is good, because Jesus said God is good. When the rich young ruler come him and said, good master, he said, why call me good? None good but God. And I believe everything Jesus say. Somebody asked me, do you believe in creation? I say, yeah, because Jesus did. They asked me what I always run to Jesus. Because of Jesus, I believe God can be good and God right no matter happens. My life, your life, no matter. God is good. God is right. Believe that. I look at life of Christ. If God would allow his own son, only beloved son, suffer he did. Whatever you and I would ever suffer is little compared. Little. Because physical suffering was not worst of what he did. He suffered our hell on the cross when he took our sins. See, all the pain I will ever have, I have this life. One of these days be over. I won't have to visit pain management clinic in Little Rock anymore. Won't have to go there. It'd be over when Lord comes. I'm looking forward to Lord coming. And sometimes I have to say to him, Lord, I'm sorry. Because sometimes I pray for that because I just want a new body. And that shouldn't be the biggest reason. It should be to see him. And I know that. But sometimes I just want new bodies so bad. Please come, Lord. And then I ask him. I have to ask him help me a lot. Please, Lord, I'm sorry when I'm selfish. I want to be like Jesus. More anything, my heart. And whatever Lord needs to do, make me like him, that I want to do. I try not to cry a lot. I speak. I think of this. One day, my Donna, helping me there at camp, gonna back up pickup. She always dresses like a lady. My Donna always does. Even when helping me around camp, wear nice culottes or skirt, she helped me around. She backing up truck. There's a trailer, and on back of pickup is a ball, and then this trailer has a thing goes over that. Do you understand I mean? Does that make sense? Okay. I know I in Oklahoma, so I'm being slow. I know I gone after this anyhow, so let's... I tell her back up, and I am slow and didn't move my hand in time, and I mashed that finger between the ball and the hitch. Now, boys, that hurt. I'll tell you right now. Howdy. And blood was going both ways. And so my Donna got out, and so she took me in the house to fix me up, everything. And I remember she say to me, John, before you sick, you would have fussed at me. Didn't say cussed. She said fussed, all right? That a different, isn't it? But she said, now you don't. And I bowed my head and I said, thank you. See good come from. If it would help make me sweeter, that good. I want to be like Jesus. That I want. No matter Lord has to do to make that. And David kept praying. He kept trusting. He kept learning. In verse 11 of this chapter, he say, teach me. Teach me. Lead me. I want to learn. I want to learn. I go through things. God, teach me. You know, if you keep learning, always keep learning. Some of greatest lessons you ever learn is in hard times. I preached California one day. See, a few weeks ago, one day, I out there. And I found out in California, just a few miles apart, is the highest elevation, America, and lowest elevation, America. I don't have names of them, but I have them written down. My house, see? Highest and lowest. Just close together. And I thought of this. Do you know that truth spiritually? Very close to your lowest points in life will be your highest points spiritually. Your darkest valley will bring you to your greatest height spiritually. And darkest valley you ever go through. See, the darkest valleys are not ones you think you not live through. Sometimes ones you pray you won't. But in darkest valley, you'll find your greatest blessings if it draw you close to God. My church, Cleburne County Baptist Church, loved me, helped me through that time. They were so good to me. I tell them, get somebody else. I shot, and they said, no, we keep you around. I got where I could preach sitting on a stool, and church grew during this time. It grew. I could only preach 10 minutes. I told him, that's why you grew. You like short sermons. I know you. I smart enough know going on. They so good to me. My health improved after resign go evangelism. My doctors say, John, one of reason is I believe you're not under the stress load. Listen, I didn't realize how much load I under till few weeks after resign. Then I realized things I didn't have, Carrie. I want to say this. Pray for your pastor and love him. Because the load is great, a pastor carries. 2 years ago, coming to my church were three people that my Donna and I trying to help that had thought about and one attempted suicide. And I carry that back in my mind. Will I say right thing? Had family about to break up. And I think, will I say right thing or will I not? And you never get away from. I not say I always went around worry, but listen, Brother Davison, that is back there, folk, and doesn't matter where he at, it's back there. Love him, pray for him. Now my pastor carried that load, but I'm going to help him. I'm going to be there. God was able to help me. I remember when I got where I could be at church. And they carried me in and sat me down in about third row back here. And they began singing. And people. And I said, God, I thank you. I made it home. You know, everybody needs three homes. You need a home. Like I have my Donna and my kids. When they brought me home hospital and opened the door, my dog come laid his head on my lap. Even dog loved me. But see, I knew I loved my home. My Donna loved me. My kids loved me. I got my church. Everybody need a home church. Amen. Listen to me. You need your church, and your church needs you. Don't ever forget that. And then I got a home in heaven. Amen. One of these days, I'm going to be with the Lord. Oh, my friend, keep looking to the Lord and waiting on him. David also said, wait on Lord and be good courage. You've got to keep waiting, waiting. And patience so important. God, do what you need to do. God always good. God always right. Whether you feel is or not. I just share this with you in close. You've been good audience. And I sure do love your pastor and these people. You've been these since yesterday so kind to me. My Donna took me Little Rock having some problems. She left room there for a while, and they brought in psychiatrists. He didn't understand. I'm more emotional now. I guess I don't remember before, but I'm real emotional. I have work at it. So this man, not a Christian, didn't understand me. Let me give you a couple questions he asked me. First of all, he asked me, did I think about going to heaven? And my answer was, I sure do, and I'm looking forward to go. Now, I didn't mean the next load. I just meant, I'm looking forward to go. Then he looked at me, asked me a strange question. He says, do you talk to the devil? And I said, I sure do. I tell him, get behind me. You know what I mean, don't you? I didn't mean I looking at devil personal. I just meant like Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. He didn't understand that. That wrong answer too. Without us knowing happening so quickly, I was placed in mental ward hospital. That is a scary place. I believe some people there cause a demon. I really do. In mental wards, I believe some demonic things happen. Some are there because of drugs. I was locked in my little room, and Old devil kept telling me, if God was good, he wouldn't let this happen to you, John. A good God wouldn't let this happen. And if he told me that 1,000 times, I told him 1,001 times, God is good. Amen. I don't care what you say, God is good. Finally, Chaplain comes see me, and I tell him what happened. He says, oh, I get you somebody. He brought me Christian psychiatrist, and I tell him these things, and he said, sir, there's been a bad mistake. I'm going to get you out of here. I remember one that morning when I walked out into the little room, out of my room, they let me out into this open place for a while. And one of nurse said, number so-and-so, what do you need? Not name, just number. That hit me so much. I walk in my little room and I sat down and I said, God, all I am is number. That's all I am now, just number. And God said, no, I know your name. I know it clear. They came, unlocked the door, my Donna waiting out there for me, hugged me, kissed me, glad to see me. God had set me free. I don't know, things happen in your life, but don't you doubt God is good. Amen. I couldn't have made it like David if I hadn't believed in the goodness of God. If you don't know Jesus as Savior, oh, please run and trust him. Don't you leave without God. Don't you leave without him. How could you turn such a good God down? Don't do it. Don't do it. And us who are saved, let me ask you. Some of you may just need to say it to God. Lord, I'm not mad at you. Some things have happened I don't understand, but I'm not going to be mad at you. Maybe some of you need to come before the Lord and say, Lord, forgive me. I let some bitterness come in. I let some resentment come in. Let the Lord take that away. He's so good. And everything happened is to just draw us up next to him. So we be more like him. That's how good he is. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I sure love you. And I thank you so much loving me, God. How good you've been to me. Lord, you gave me desire my heart. I got to come here. My friend, Pastor Davison, asked me to tell people your goodness, and I did it, Lord. Now I pray, if somebody really not know you, help them trust you. And those of us who know you, let us draw close, not away. If somebody hurting, don't let them run, God. Let them come to you. Please bless invitation real good and work in heart life, I pray, each person. And I be sure thank you. Name Jesus, pray. Amen.